The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
If I can be serious for a minute, without being interrupted.
Excuse me!
What? What?
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at it.
We don't just set the bar. We are the bar.
Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Ricky Crew.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
You are listening to the High Spot Podcast, Avengers with the Trendsetter, episode number 4. I am the Trendsetter himself, Brian Berger. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode and supporting it on our YouTube channel. You guys just type in the word High Spot Podcast on YouTube. You will get this episode and this interview I have with our guest, the lovely Vicky Chase, from my time at Exotica in Edison, New Jersey. Also, make sure to follow the High Spot Podcast as well when you guys get a chance to. Follow us on all our social media platform outlets as well. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, like us on Facebook. Also, visit our website, highspotpodcast.com. We have the most updated now news, notes, and everything that the Jersey Ren crew is going to do in 2018 will be on our website as well. So, guys, make sure you check that out as well. If you guys want to listen to the show, too, you can follow it on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, Podbean. Also, you can listen to it on the radio networks that we're affiliated with. That is the B-Plus Player and Shining Wizards Radio Network. Thank you so much for them and the content that they have on their program as well. Really good content. So, guys, definitely check it out. Like I said, this is episode 4 of my time at Exotica. I'm interviewing Vicky Chase here in this one. But before I get into that, I hate to think this is a coincidence. It's just something that's, you know, it's a trend that I think really needs to stop. Unfortunately, again, another young entertainer in the adult film industry passed away way too young at the age of 20. Who I'm speaking about is Olivia Nova. Guys don't know much about her. You can obviously Google and check her out too. But basically someone who started in the business of March of 2017, not even a year, I think, maybe a year, but not even close to a year in the business. And now at the age of 20, he's gone. Her cause of death is still unknown. This happened on January 7th, so it's still fairly new. And so people are trying to kind of contemplate now and trying to figure out what might have happened. So it happened in Las Vegas. She's a Minnesota native and, started off really young, not necessarily in the business, but in terms of the business of modeling at the age of 12. And so, I mean, you would just like to think that doing that and getting used to trying to dive into the adult film industry, you mature really quickly at a very early age. But still, looking at that number, 20 years old, it still hits me. I mean, you look at it now, in the past 4 or 3 months, I think 4 adult film stars have passed away. You look at the most recent known, obviously Olivia Nova, but then you look at August Ames, committed suicide, age of 23. Then you look at Yerzana Beltran at 31 years old due to a drug overdose. And then, you know, earlier in that month, I think around November, it was a Hall of Famer who had just retired after a year, Sheila Stiles at 35 years old, still trying to figure out what the cause of death might have been on that one. But just a very terrible trend that's going on right now. And it's it seems like it's impacting the adult film industry a lot right now, where, you know, you're seeing a lot of people obviously talk about it and show paying their respects, as I pay my respects to someone like Olivia Nova, in terms that, you know, 20 years old and has the whole life ahead of you. You know, I remember she did a recent interview. I forget who she did it with, though, but it was pretty interesting, the fact that she was, just seems really down to earth, very soft-spoken, very easygoing in a way, too. She was so into music. And ultimately, they asked her a question, like what she hoped to be in 10 years, where she hoped her life would be. And she said that she hoped to have graduated school and was really looking at doing some pretty big projects for non-profitable organizations, and just, you know, sky was the limit for her and what she wanted to do. I mean, she was really popular, even in this extent that she's only almost about a year in the business. but kind of doing a little bit of research on her. She was pretty popular. A lot of people enjoyed talking to her. Some were very surprised for the fact that she really didn't seem to show a lot of depression, for the mere fact that she was always, you know, very sweet and kind and very very positive. But when you look at a little bit further back and you read all the articles that are talking about her passing, you find out that, you know, she was celebrating the holidays by herself, and she had posted it on Twitter. And then, you know, doing more research, obviously the people who wrote the articles did the research on it, talking about how her boyfriend had died about 2 days before her birthday, and that kind of really affected her, probably hurt her, and still didn't really get over it. And then just something like that happens. It's just, I don't think anybody will ever get used to it. Despite the fact that's the adult film industry, whatever business somebody might be in, doesn't really matter, I feel, at this point. It's the mere fact that somebody so young, with always, you know, who cares what their job is? When you're 20 years old, you have the most potential in the world to do whatever you want in this life. And the mere to come to that realization that it's over is just, I mean, it hits me all the time just for the fact that it's like, not just because I've been covering now the adult film industry with my, you know, interviews from Exotica, nor am I an expert or understand the industry or the business whatsoever, but it's just like, you know, it just always makes me remember that tomorrow is never guaranteed. And, you know, the whole sappy thing of, you know, if you have loved ones, make sure you always tell them how much you care about them, how you feel about them, because you never know when it's over and when it's gone. So 20 years old, unbelievable. Olivia Nova, to her family out there, may she rest in peace. My thoughts and prayers goes out to, obviously, her and her family and the difficult time now they must be dealing with that you never get over. And like I said, just my heart and prayers goes out to something like that, because it's terrible to hear. So there's no smooth transition coming from this. You just have to kind of move on right now, which we will with this interview that I have with Vicky Chase. If you guys don't know who Vicky Chase is, you guys can follow her on Instagram and Twitter, all one word, at Vicky Chase. What I found really interesting about Vicky when I spoke to her, and this is similar to all the people I've had on the show before. I mean, when I've had, you know, Jessa Rhodes, Lena Paul, and Angela White, the first thing you find out about them is how professional, polite, and kind that they are, willing to give you their time. Because when you really think about it, guys, you're going in asking for an interview. You're asking for, at the most, maybe a minute, 2 minutes, tops. And then when you continue on going at length, as I did with Vicky, you realize, wow, you know, how valuable that time really is. Because, you know, it's a convention, so fans are there to greet and talk, but at the same time, you know, the talent's there to make money as well. So they're there with their 8x10s, their DVDs. They're there to sign autographs, take pictures. It's taking money out of their pocket. So to be able to talk to her for the length that I did, and for her to be okay with it, and more than inviting to answer my questions and really to talk to me for the time that she did, I'm greatly appreciative of her and all the guests, Jessa Rhodes, Lena Paul, Angela White, and the other ones that I'm posting a little bit later after this interview. Is you know, she started in the business around 2010. From what she told me. And now that we're in 2018, it's like, it's officially 8 years, but to kind of look at it from that perspective, that, you know, I've been in the radio business now for almost 7 years, right? And I think I've been somewhat successful. To be as successful and as well known as she is, and being 8 years, and I've heard the window usually for the adult film industry is about 3 months until, you know, either you're really in it or you're not, or you're out the door. So for her to be in the business for 8 years and to continually be in the business, whether it's reinventing yourself, whether it's really working on branding yourself and marketing yourself, she's done it and she's been very successful at it. So I really wanted to kind of pick her brain in terms of how that is and how she's been able to do it, and kind of dive inside the world of the adult film industry, because at the same time, people will have a certain perspective about it of like, oh, well, it's fantasy and it's sex and, you know, it must be the coolest job in the world. And yeah, they love what they do, especially Vicky. She loves what she does and she's very passionate about it. But again, at the same time, she's a human being. She does enjoy her downtime. And, you know, the work schedule that she does is so so busy, as all the ladies that I've interviewed. So it's kind of interesting to see how one balances those things out. And, you know, looking at the whole thing and the whole situation I spoke about before talking about this interview, it's amazing how valuable the time is, because at the same time, you always need to be centered and not get lost in this whole whole hustling aspect of trying to, you know, obviously make money and trying to be relevant in what you do in your business. So it's good to see what they do to take time off to kind of bring themselves back a little bit to reality, because at the end of the day, it's a fantasy, but these are real people we're interviewing. So that's it. Without further ado, guys, here it is. The lovely, beautiful Vicky Chase on the High Spot Podcast, Adventures with the Trendsetter, episode number 4, from Exotica 2017 in Edison, New Jersey. All right, the Trendsetter here at Exotica 2017, Edison, New Jersey, 10-year anniversary, and I've been fortunate enough to now interview Vicky Chase. Vicky, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your time to talk to us, and how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for, you know, coming through and showing your love here at Exotica.
Oh, yeah, well, I would have missed this interview for if the world was burning right now, because it's just such a sweetheart. Something I wanted to ask you, too, like, coming to events like this and meeting the fans, what kind of experience is that for you? I mean, because I can only imagine, you know, from the fans' perspective, coming in to see their favorite stars or you know, talent and wanting to show their appreciation. How is it for the talent getting that from the fans?
Oh, my God. It's very humbling, you know. I mean, I'm naturally a humble person, you know. My parents, I feel, raised me right with a lot of love. So to get that in return, you know, because what I do is, like, I put a lot of love into everything that I do, especially my scenes, you know. Like, what you put out is what you get back out here, you know. Like, fans really appreciate me for what I do, you know, and I appreciate them for coming out every year, you know. It's been my 5th consecutive year coming to Exotica.
You know, we cover professional wrestling for the High Spot Podcast, but I always like to make the transition to the adult film industry. And my partner says, why are you doing that? Because I tell him, well, look at it this way. It's such a competitive business. A lot of people, like pro wrestling, think it's like taboo when you talk about wrestling or the adult film industry.
Yeah.
But also, it's dealt with a lot of competition. But again, being here, I see a lot of camaraderie, too. It seems like everybody generally likes each other. Everybody gets along. And collectively, you all have to work together in order to make this whole thing successful, right?
Exactly. You know, we all have our own path in this industry. We all do what we do. So it's kind of nice to get to, you know, say, hey, you know, like, catch up. We don't necessarily work with each other all year long sometimes. So it's nice to, you know, reconnect with one another here. Yeah.
It's only about your career-wise. I mean, you keep yourself very busy on a busy schedule, and you have to be successful. You have to do all that stuff to get where you want to be. That being said, do you ever have time to unwind and get back and take a break sometimes? Because with anything you do, even though you're passionate, you love it, it can sometimes be a little bit overwhelming, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. And you know what? I'm a very private person. I feel like I give a lot in my scenes. I expose myself quite a bit. And I don't have a problem with that, obviously. I love it. But my home time is my private time. So I find it hard sometimes to let people in, you know, in my life 24/7. Like, I know the younger girls that are just coming in, it's necessary, or it's kind of like the new thing nowadays. So I'm having to adjust a little bit, but at the same time, I find it hard because when I'm home, that's my time. I want to be, you know, zen and not on, basically.
Not on, exactly.
Yeah.
When it comes to, for example, longevity and people wanting to stay on top for a long period of time, because it always feels like there's like a rotating, revolving door.
Yeah.
As soon as you're going out, somebody else is coming in. To stay on top, it's very difficult. That's where the competition comes. Where do you find, or where do you have, what have you done, you feel, yourself personally, to keep yourself there where the name Vicky Chase, a lot of people tend to know?
I think it's just my consistency, you know. Like, I haven't really taken a break. So if anything...
I know that feeling.
You know, like...
Always working.
I have the old fans and the new, and I'm just trying to stay consistent.
How important is social media in that mind, too? Because everything's about branding and marketing yourself, kind of like what we're trying to do here, and what you do on a consistent basis all the time, talking to your fans on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and things of that nature. How important is it in terms of branding yourself? Say you're an up-and-comer. You're going to give some advice to somebody who wants to come into the business, male or female. Is that the best way for them to make a name for themselves so they can get booked other places?
It feels like nowadays, yeah, it's definitely
the modern-day business card.
The modern-day,
right?
Exactly. You have to do it. It's kind of like a tool, so you definitely have to use it, you know, especially nowadays. Because I feel like anybody could be a star, anybody could be known, like, so it's a vehicle, you know, use it.
correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you had an interesting introduction in the business too. You were a banker, correct, at Chase?
I was a bank teller.
Bank teller, yes. And that's amazing. It's so fun because everybody looks at, you know, only who could be in the adult film industry. Before you know it, anybody can. It's open to anybody, but not everybody can do it. In that sense, what, I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, like, when it comes to, and I've spoken to several female talent about this, when it comes to picking your scenes and things like that, everybody talks about pacing. Don't give away everything too soon because then your shelf life is shorter. I mean, what's your thought process on that? Do you agree with that? There are certain people that would be like, I'd rather do it all at once and I don't care because it's their personal decision, isn't it?
Yeah, like I said, there's people, everybody has their own path in this business, and what works for one person isn't necessarily what works for the next person. You know, everybody's very unique. I myself, I think I held out, you know, for a year or two, but then I just decided to go for it because, the competition, you know, like the market changed. It was all about.
Was it competition or more like personal experiences? You want to experience that?
Because I think it was all of that.
All of that together.
Yeah, together, because I'm definitely in this business. When I first got in this business, it was about getting to know my sexual side. It was a learning experience. So,
and that's a lot of things people are afraid of to talk about, their sexual side, which is so natural in a way. Something funny, I was talking to Angela White not too long ago, but I remember an interview she said, she's like, sex is a conversation. It really is, because once you're done with that action, that's like the most intimate and real somebody can be, right?
Yeah, it is. And I've always been curious about it ever since I was young. I mean,
like, how old were you when you started getting that curiously?
Not
though?
Sorry.
No, of course not. I mean,
look at me now. But I think I was 12 or 13 when I started, like, starting to touch myself, started to feel a little bit, you know, and curious about watching other people doing it, you know. And of course it was taboo, and I knew it was something that was only for adults, but
Yeah, of course.
I'm a rebel at heart, and my curiosity just always got the best of me.
It's funny you say that. I'm somewhat of an introvert myself, and I always feel people find it really odd because I'm doing this and they know me as the trendsetter. But if you met me in person or outside the street, I'm like the quietest person you could ever come up to. Not that I'm not approachable, but it's like you wouldn't think that it's easy for me to talk on the camera and speak to you and feel comfortable with that. But then when I'm somewhere else, I like to keep to myself to an extent. Are you kind of like that?
I am so like that. And sometimes I feel like people get the wrong impression. They think that I'm being cunty or
stuck up. Or something
stuck
like
up.
That. I get that too.
Not at all. I am the nicest person.
You like
person,
your space and you like your time.
But I like my space and my time, definitely.
One more thing wrapping up. I thank you so much for doing this. I find this fascinating. I could talk to Vicky forever, but I know she's got to do stuff. But what I always find interesting too, for example, when we talk about professional wrestling, the athleticism, the work, to be in ring shape and to be in shape, this must be a physical demand, not only physically but mentally as well, right?
Oh, wow, yeah. It definitely is, especially when you put your all into it, you know. You're going to feel exhausted and overwhelmed at times, but that's okay. It's natural. We're only human, you know, and we just take it, you know, one day at a time, stay consistent with it, stay professional, and you will shine.
That's the key word, professionalism, right?
Yeah, you will shine.
We got ABN coming up pretty soon. High Spot Podcast is going to try to be there. We're going to try, guys. We can't. We're sorry we can't. But that's going to be exciting. The award show seems really nice. I've seen those events before, too. But afterwards, is there like a lull period? Will be a time where you're going to take some time away and maybe get that break you so badly want? Because it seems like everybody's really working, burning that midnight oil right now.
I kind of feel like I want to be done when I'm done. Like, I don't want to take a break. Like, this is my career. I could see myself doing it for 10 years, maybe.
Oh, I meant break means like a little vacation. You know, taking 2 weeks off.
I feel like I do that anyway because it's not like I work all the time like I used to in the beginning. I'm very selective now.
So you're good at balancing it out, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, I need a balance. That's why I think I've been able to do it for so long, for so many years, you know, back to back to back every year, never taking a break because, especially now, I'm like very selective what I want to do.
Well, Vicky, thank you so much. And actually, I want to do something right here. And I don't do this for many, but we want to include you into an elite group. Now, don't worry about it. There's no signing, no nothing. Don't have to worry about it. It's just a very simple thing. You got to take these two fingers like this and put them together and put these two up like that. Now, touch them just like this. And now that means you are part of the High Spot Podcast group. You are part of the crew. which means we'll be watching you, we'll be supporting you, we'll always have your back in everything you do. So we thank you so much, Vicky. Look at that smile. That is a smile that, how could you have a bad day talking to this woman right here? Thank you so much, Vicky.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and by the way, before I say goodbye, where can they follow you on social media besides Twitter?
Besides Twitter, I'm on Instagram as well.
I'm not going to let go of your hand, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's Vicky Chase, Vicky with an I, V-I-C-K-I, Chase. And my website, VickyChaseShop.com. And OnlyFans.com/VickyChase for that exclusive naughty stuff that nobody else has.
So guys, get going. Seriously, turn this off and go online and do this. Thank you so much, Exotica 2017. Vicky Chase, thank you.
And a huge thanks goes out to Vicky Chase. Again, if you guys want to follow her on Twitter and Instagram. Really easy. Just put in at Vicky Chase, all one word, and you will get connected to probably one of the nicest people I've met so far in my time at the at Exotica in Edison, New Jersey. Like I said, so gracious with her time, and I couldn't have asked for a better interview, so I definitely enjoyed talking to her and hopefully get a chance to speak to her at AVN as I head down to Las Vegas, Nevada for the very first time to cover that event, and it's going to be exciting for me just for the fact that it's such a huge event. It's like their Super Bowl, their Academy Awards, their Emmys, all the work that they've done or people have done in 2017 is celebrated on that one night on January 27th, so the events will take place from the 24th to the 27th, so I'll hopefully get a chance to speak to her again and get some pretty good interviews for you guys and good content, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it as well. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. I am the Trendsetter. Make sure you follow us on social media, the High Spot Podcast on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, like us on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel, which you guys will see this interview on our YouTube channel. Just type in the word High Spot Podcast. Subscribe, like, leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing, because we really want to, especially me, do the best I can to give you guys the best content out there. And I won't always be covering the adult film industry. If you guys really want me to keep covering it, let me know. If you guys think I'm doing a good job, and I'll do my best to do it for you guys. But also be venturing other avenues, like maybe Comic-Con, maybe the world of fitness. Who knows? You know, the options are open there, things I want to do. And I have some ideas that might be some interesting content that you guys will enjoy. So definitely leave a comment there. You know, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know what you guys want to see more of or have me cover, and I will try my best to do it for you guys. Also, don't forget that you can also listen to the shows, the episodes of the High Spot Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean. Make sure you follow us on our website too, thehighspotpodcast.com. That's all one word, highspotpodcast.com, with all the latest news, notes, and everything up to date in the world of professional wrestling and entertainment. You know, so definitely check that out for us. We'd really appreciate it as well. So, you know, so much thanks goes out there, especially the radio networks that we're associated with, and that'd be the B Plus Player and Shining Wizards Radio Network. We thank you so much for them for putting our content out their network and all the great content they have on it as well. So if you like the High Spot Podcast, you're definitely gonna like everything else they have there as well. It's quality. Quality over quantity, folks, and that's what we try to do here on the High Spot Podcast, so I appreciate it so much. And also, a huge thanks goes out to all of you guys listening to this or watching the interview. I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate you guys viewing this, giving it a thumbs up, and subscribing, because, you know, I, like I said, took a chance to do something a little bit outside the box, outside of the world of professional wrestling that Jeff and I usually talk about. And I wanted to kind of venture into, you know, maybe mainstream Hollywood, you know, the adult film industry, Comic-Con, fitness, you know, like I mentioned before. And to see the fact that, you know, looking at the interview I did, the first one I did with Jessa Rhodes, and all the great feedback that I got from it, and especially posting a photo, and Jessa Rhodes herself didn't have to do it, but she did it anyway, and she liked it, she retweeted it, she said she enjoyed talking to me, and believe it or not, as corny as it sounds, guys, that meant the world to me. It really hit me in my heart of appreciation, because she didn't have to do that. You know, she didn't have to retweet it, and she didn't have to comment back of how much she enjoyed talking to me. And I replied right back to her saying, thank you. It was awesome speaking to her as well. I had a blast, and she liked it as well. So that means the world to me that she did then. She didn't have to. I appreciate her time, and that just kind of shows the kind of person that Jessa Rhodes is. You know, interviewing Lena Paul and having, you know, such an easy conversation with her, and that's what it was, a conversation. And to see you guys, I mean, that video alone has almost close to 5,000 likes. Well, not 5,000 likes, I'm sorry, 5,000 views, my mistakes. And it keeps growing. And then Angela White, my goodness, this woman, how amazing is this woman? not just physically, and how gorgeous is that accent, right? But the mere fact that that's already got 1,000 views as well. And you, when you looked at it, since I interviewed her, she was going, she's going to be co-hosting the AVN Awards. Hopefully I get a chance to speak to her before the awards begin to kind of get her perspective on it, because we kind of dived into that a little bit while she was in Exotica. It was her first one in Jersey. So to speak to her then, and to speak to her at AVN would be awesome. But the mere fact that, you know, she's you know, done her work in gender studies, and now her written work is actually going to be literature that people actually read and discuss and be a part of, having a better understanding of the adult film industry. I mean, kudos to her. And also, she's now going to be a Hall of Famer, AVN Awards Hall of Fame. And congratulations to her, and like her savvy, her dedication, her drive to be successful, and how she's always hands-on and everything is inspiring to me. I kind of said that during the interview, if you guys want to listen back to it and watch it. She's definitely an inspirational woman, and congratulations goes out to her, and she definitely has earned, not deserve, she has earned everything she has gotten so far. So again, huge thanks that goes out to Vicky Chase, and huge thanks goes out to you guys, as I'm stuttering over my words here, because it really does mean a lot to me that you guys watch this, are supportive of it, are giving it a thumbs up, are subscribing to the channel, because, you know, we do this all for you guys, the crew, which, you know, without your support, without your dedication, without your feedback, then Jeff and I wouldn't be doing this and enjoying doing it for the amount of time that we have been, and hopefully continually do a lot more in 2018. So guys, thank you so much. I'm not going to bore you anymore. Go check out the YouTube channel. Up this Friday, you're going to see two for the price of one. So I'll be posting on social media, but basically you're going to have interviews that I've had at Edison, New Jersey at Exotica with Tegan Presley and Phoenix Marie. So guys, I'm going to give you two for the price of one. My apologies for being so late at putting up this episode. So you get episode 5 and 6 on Friday with Tegan Presley and Phoenix Marie. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Follow us on all our social media platforms, and thank you so much for listening to Adventures with the Trendsetter on the High Spot Podcast. And remember, all this that we do is for you, the crew.